Hi, I'm Miss Mitchell. I teach middle school science. And I believe the best lessons happen when we step outside and see science working in the world around us. Recently, I had the chance to go on a professional development trip to the Narragansett Bay Commission's water treatment facility in Providence. It reminded me why field experiences are so powerful, not only for students, but for teachers too. The facility is a living science lesson. We started in the grit chamber, where sand and heavy particles sink to the bottom. And my first thought was, that's a perfect example of physics in action. Then we moved to the primary clarifier, where oils and grease float to the top and are skimmed away. And again, it struck me, it was also a perfect example of chemistry at work. Next came the discs, shaped like wagon wheel pasta, covered with helpful bacteria. These microorganisms break down waste and make the water safer. Biology, right there in front of us, happening all the time, whether we see it or not. After that, we reached the splitter and the final clarifier. The water at this point was so much clearer than when it entered the system. Watching it move through each step made me think of how we teach the water cycle in school. Only this time, human technology was a partner in the cycle, preparing the water before it flowed back into the bay. Outside, we stood under three tall wind turbines. On a good windy day, they generate enough power to run the entire plant. When the wind slows, other energy sources take over, but it was encouraging to see renewable energy supporting such important work. One of the most memorable parts was learning about the tunnel under Providence. It's 3 miles long and can hold 65 million gallons of stormwater. That's about 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Thinking about the size of that tunnel and the energy required to pump all that water up to the surface gave me new ways to connect math and engineering to real-world challenges. We also saw the nets that catch litter washed down through storm drains. Plastic wrappers, bottles, even toys. Everything that gets dropped on the street eventually ends up in the system. Seeing that collection of trash all in one place made a strong point about the choices we make every day. What I took away is this. A tour like this shows how science topics overlap. Physics, chemistry, biology, computer science, and multiple fields of engineering all work together to keep our water clean. When students visit, they can see how these subjects connect in real life, and each student notices something different. One might be fascinated by the turbines, another by the bacteria, another by the size of the tunnel. That variety of interests is exactly what makes a trip like this valuable. This facility is open for school groups, grade 3 and up, with one simple rule: everyone must wear close-toed shoes. It's a safe and structured way to let students connect classroom concepts with real-world systems. If you'd like more resources on this topic, you should visit Wendy Walker's website, storywalking.com. You'll find the Storywalking Radio Hour episode called Following the Flow to Clean Up Our Waters, along with related blogs like Eco Detectives on the River and Eco Pirates on the Lookout for Litter. They're full of teaching materials that can be used to extend the learning back in class. As teachers, we know that learning deepens when it's experienced, not just explained. Field trips give us and our students the chance to see science in action. Perhaps teachers should also go on field trips more often. That's my takeaway from this experience, and I hope you enjoyed my insight.